Number 35, duck hunting. It's a simple little quote, says this: you don't have to get all the ducks to have a good hunt. You don't have to get all the ducks to have a good hunt. Someone comes home from duck hunt and says, oh man, I had a, you know, they bring 6 or 8 ducks back. They say, oh, there were 40 or 50 that got away. I had a lousy hunt today. You see, you don't measure the quality of a duck hunt on the basis of how many got away. You measure it on how many are there. This is a truth for anyone who wants to be a leader. You have to learn to live with missed ducks. I promise you that if you do mailings, you make announcements, you put a new program, you put a new campaign into effect in your church, many of the ducks will get away. People will forget you've said it, they haven't heard it, they didn't show up, they don't read the mail that you send them. It's a truth about life. If you want to be a leader, you have to learn to live with missed ducks. You almost have to chuckle and say, oh well, there's some got away. And look at the ones you got. I think that's what Jesus was trying to say back there in Matthew 13. When he says, some fell on the path, some in shallow ground, some in thorny ground, but some fell in good ground. I don't think his focus was, hey, sure, because right there was a kind of watershed point in Matthew. He was trying to tell his disciples, don't keep looking at the path. Don't worry about the shallow soil, the people that start and give up and never show up finally. And those that made a long thought and finally they just wandered away. But focus on the good ground, because it bears, even the good ground, a mixed response. You know, some hundredfold, some far less. If you want to be a leader, missed ducks can't bother you. You've got to say, oh well, I missed that one. You've got to learn to laugh and say, oh well, I missed another one there, missed another one there.